damning United Nations report has found the state of Saudi Arabia is responsible for the killing of journalist and dissident Jamal Khashoggi in Turkey last year. A UN special rapporteur recommended an international criminal investigation be opened into Mr. Khashoggi's death and that countries implement targeted sanctions against Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. The report outlines horrifying evidence into the way the Saudi journalist was killed, but the question is whether countries, especially the United States, will act on it. Middle East correspondent Eric Torchik reports.
UN Special Rapporteur Agnes Callamard has found the killing of Jamal Khashoggi inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul last year was an extrajudicial execution for which Saudi Arabia is responsible. But her report doesn't directly blame the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who many accuse of ordering Jamal Khashoggi's death.
I do not have evidence regarding who has ordered the killing. What I do have is evidence suggesting that the responsibilities of high-level officials may be engaged.
What Ms. Callamard did find was that Prince Mohammed would have known about the sophisticated and well-resourced operation conducted by 15 Saudi operatives inside a Saudi diplomatic mission. She says the killing fits a pattern of repression that's been credibly linked to the Crown Prince.
There is no way the leaders of that state, including the Crown Prince, were not aware of those violations.
The report says Saudi Arabia's secretive trial of 11 unidentified suspects in the killing, five of whom are facing the death penalty, should be suspended. It recommends the implementation of targeted sanctions on the international assets of Mohammed bin Salman and the opening of a criminal investigation. The report describes audio recordings in which Saudi operatives refer to Jamal Khashoggi as the sacrificial animal and discuss how to dismember his body and take it from the consulate. Jamal Khashoggi's friend, Turkish journalist Turan Kizlakci, wants the international community to act on the report.
Prince Salman.
The report is a black stain on Saudi Arabia's forehead. But Saudi Arabia has already dismissed the report, with its foreign minister tweeting that it contains clear contradictions and baseless allegations. Jamal Khashoggi was a United States resident, and the special rapporteur urged the FBI to open its own investigation and for the US government to take more action. But the Trump administration, which considers Mohammed bin Salman a key ally, has recently been taking extraordinary steps to ensure the US can continue selling weapons and nuclear technology to Saudi Arabia and maintain its support for Saudi involvement in the devastating war in Yemen. Republican Senator Kevin Cramer, who serves on the Armed Services Committee, told CNN the U.S. should change its approach in light of the report.
We do have these many awkward relationships with allies, quasi-allies, you know, situational allies in the Middle East, and Saudi Arabia, of course, is one of those. And so how we move forward is not a trifling matter, but clearly I think we have to take a stand.
That's something President Trump has so far declined to do. From Jerusalem, this is Eric Torchek reporting for AM.